added another $100 million above that, what additional profitability?
I imagine you probably have to double, the operating performance in order to increase that capacity.
So you say you'll need $10 million to get $100 million, or you need $5 million to get $100
million? Are you talking about that service, or just basically the ability to cap to do that?
Debt service to fund a bond issuance of $100 million.
Well, probably we just put it on a straight basis. That probably what would be the annual debt service, $37 million. I would say it's really like $5 to $7 million. So depending on how we do the fixed rate versus a variable rate deal, but probably be conservative, probably $7 million would be the annual debt service on $100 million.
I think we can do that. I think Skip feels we can do that, and I think he's right about that. So we may be back to you with some ideas.
Further questions or comments? Mr. Chairman, the report is concluded.
The presentations were terrific. For some reason, the meeting was really well appreciated.
Great team of putting the information together. They do a great job.
So, Tim, would you like to?
If you'd like, sure, I'd be glad to. Following the Michael Hogan template, I have a 45-minute, 25-slide PowerPoint presentation. Sorry, I couldn't resist saying that.
No good joke should be wasted.
Just right before
lunch. I think
you've got
to repeat them as often as you can.
Hospital committee met yesterday at 1 p.m. For approximately 2.25 hours. It was an information-packed meeting. Fellow trustees, Khan, Oliver, Estrada were in attendance, as well as President Hogan, Michelle, our Vice President Health Affairs Garcia, and Senior Hospital and Medical Administration. And I'd like to thank all of them for their interest and contributions at the meeting. Our first order of business was to recognize Trustee Khan and thank her for her contributions to our committee over the past year. We wish her the best in her future endeavors, and maybe in a few years she'll be back on the committee as chief of medicine or chief of surgery, something like that. Mm-hmm. Next, we welcomed our new interim dean of the medical school, Dr. Dimitri Azar. We are pleased to have his assistance on the committee. Many of you may know Dr. Ken Schmidt. He was a University of Illinois trustee for 10 years and past chairman of the Illinois Medical District. He gave us a very enlightening presentation on the history and function of the Illinois Medical District. This is a 568-acre piece of real estate upon which we now sit. The University of Illinois is the largest tenant. Dr. Schmidt gave us a statistic of over the years the Illinois Medical District has given the University of Illinois 1.2 million square feet of real estate for use for our clinical endeavors. Other players in the district include Rush, the VA Hospital, Cook County Hospital, and Chicago Tech Park, which is a biotech and life sciences incubator to promote research and commercial enterprise. The Illinois Medical District functions to promote cooperation among tenants and to offer assistance with expansion to further the medical capabilities in the Chicago area. Indeed, they have assisted us with obtaining certificates of need for construction, help with infrastructure, and assistance with recruiting when asked. Kind of an interesting aside that Dr. Schmidt presented to us is the last time the Cubs won the World Series in 1908, their ballpark was actually within the location of the Illinois Medical District. And at that time, the Illinois Psychiatric and Psychopathic Hospital butted right up against left field. And the residents there, I guess, offered many comments during baseball games, and thus the genesis of the expression, that idea came out of left field. And then, of course, somebody on the committee had to make a snide comment that if the Cubs can succeed in the Illinois Medical District, anybody can. Mm-hmm. Seriously, though, we look forward to future productive endeavors with the Illinois Medical District. Our Vice President for Health Affairs, Dr. Skip Garcia, gave us a insightful briefing on the overall mission and scope of the University of Illinois Medical Enterprise, including a rich history of medical firsts accomplished by our institution and the thoroughness of medical education offered by the many health-related colleges in this university. Indeed, there are challenges we face, including, as he stated, our, quote, razor-thin operating margin of the hospital and moderate decrease in local market share in certain clinical activities. These will have to be improved to address our need for facility updates. We do have good opportunities for improvement, however, and one of the most compelling options Dr. Garcia illustrated is how we serve, to a large extent, at-risk populations with significant health care disparities in our primary service area, which includes five out of the 10 poorest communities in the Chicago area. These folks usually have increased severity in their presentations with very common diseases, such as cancer, diabetes, congestive heart failure. In other words, when they come to see the doctor, their diseases are far more advanced and far more severe than your average citizen. We can use our technology, innovation, and outreach to these susceptible populations to attempt earlier intervention and thus reduce morbidity and mortality. At the same time, this should increase our census and market share. Briefly, I would like to mention the medically related agenda items upon which you will vote later today. Item 2A concerns Dr. Garcia and making his position as VPHA permanent. Item 21, off-site, which Ed referred to, off-site medical malpractice limits $1 million and $3 million per occurrence, $1 million per occurrence, $3 million aggregate, which is kind of standard in the industry. And item 22 is the contract for the renovation of the hospital, which we've been discussing probably over the course of the last year. The committee collectively was in favor of passing all these items. Finally, a proposed change to the Board of Trustee bylaws was discussed concerning changing the name of the hospital committee to the University Healthcare System Committee. We feel this better describes the scope of our committee's work, as the University of Illinois truly has a statewide healthcare enterprise, and aspects of which we are often tasked to contemplate and discuss. We concluded the meeting with a closed session regarding pending litigation, which will be presented in closed session over lunch to the entire board. And that concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate all the diligence with that. Are there any questions?
How much you like the slides?
Empty stomach.